This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Virginia Turfgrass Council. This episode is sponsored in part by ByeSod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of Virginia Turfgrass, we feature an update from the Virginia Turfgrass Council Environmental Institute. The Virginia Turfgrass Council Environmental Institute, VTCEI, the newly established nonprofit arm of the Virginia Turfgrass Council, begins their environmental advocacy through two impactful initiatives: distribution of 25,000 pollinator-friendly wildflower seed packets, and a service project which includes beach grass planting and cleaning and restoring sensitive environmental areas. Each pack has 200 seeds and will treat 10 square feet. Wildflower seed packet distribution, which will begin in the spring, will ultimately total 5 million seeds dispensed, which could create up to 250,000 square feet new food and foraging space for pollinators. The seed mix, curated by Dr. Cindy Smith of George Mason University, consists primarily of Virginia native perennials. The goal of this project is to maintain healthy ecosystems, providing season-long pollen and nectar sources to enhance pollinator populations. An equally substantial element in VTCEI's commitment to a cleaner, healthier commonwealth is the planting of 6,000 custom-grown American dune grass plants on the oceanfront dunes located at the north end of the city's resort area. The planting is in partnership with the City of Virginia Beach and will occur during the VTC's hallmark event, Come to the Bay. At the request of the city, VTCEI will make dune grass planting an annual effort, with a goal of expanding planting to at least 20,000 plants per year. Alongside dune grass planting, Come to the Bay attendees, which include green industry professionals and environmental advocates, will clean and restore areas of Marsh View Park near the south end of the city's resort area. This project location was determined by the City of Virginia Beach, with whom the VTCEI will work to determine sites for 2022 cleaning and restoration. The 2021 Come to the Bay theme is Water, It's Everyone's Business. Speakers from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, the Elizabeth River Project, Virginia State University, the City of Virginia Beach, the City of Norfolk, the Virginia Aquarium, Virginia Tech, and others will collectively address ways Virginians can positively impact the health of natural water bodies and the importance of preserving these essential natural resources. About the VTCEI, we believe turf grass and landscape professionals are the original environmental stewards. The Institute gives us a vehicle for our great work and to promote our industry. We work hard for our membership, representing you on environmental and government relations issues. We seek to educate industry professionals, legislators, decision makers, and the general public on proper practices for environmental protection through various means, including seminars and workshops. As a 501c3 corporation, all donations are tax exempt. Beach grass planting and pollinator seed packs are two of the Institute's newest endeavors. Look for informational road trips in your part of the state this spring and summer. We will be presenting additional opportunities for the turf grass industry to be strong environmental stewards. Don't miss an episode of Virginia Turfgrass. Subscribe at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including ByeSod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com. and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.